Rabbi Isai, just not to be mevakel our normal shtech. Not to be mevakel our normal Shabbos, something on the parsha. So this is something brief on the parsha before we go through some of the practical halachas of Shabbos. The parsha says that Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael that Hashem Elokeichem Yosef Ochem Erev Pa'omim V'Yivorech Eschem Kasher Diber Eschem. So Moshe Rabbeinu gives Klal Yisrael a bracha that they should become Yosef Elokeichem Kochem Erev Pa'omim, 1,000 times more than they were today, that day that he was talking to them. And then he said, V'yivorech Eschem Kasher Diber Lachem, and he should bless you. So when you read the Pesukim Kepshutai, it could be that it's talking about two different brachas. Moshe gave them a bracha of numbers. Hashem Aleichem, Yosef Aleichem, Kochem, Elef Pa'amim. He gave them a bracha of numbers. You should be blessed many more times, 1,000 times. And then the Eibishter gave us other brachas. V'yisig Lachem Da'yishu Botzir, Botzir Zora, V'rot Fruchem Mekem, Elef Ravava, all the other brachas. That's how you would read it simple. But Chazal tell us, that's the way I would have read it if Chazal wouldn't have told me anything. If Chazal would have not told me anything, I would have read it that Moshe is talking to Klal Yisrael, so he gives him a bracha on numbers. And then he says, and all the other blessings, Yivorech Eschem. But Chazal sees this not that way. Chazal sees this bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe was talking about numbers. And when he said, Hashem will bless you, he was vaita talking about numbers. But that the Eibishter gave Klal Yisrael a bracha that they should be kechoil ashal sfas hayam, kekoich v'ashamayim. The Eibishter gave us a bracha that we should be beyond count, beyond numbers. And Moshe gave a bracha 1,000. And Chazal actually say that this was a discussion between Moshe and Klal Yisrael. Moshe said, Hashem l'kechem yosef aleichem kochem elef pa'amim. And Klal Yisrael said, what are you doing? You're giving us a kitzvah. You're giving us a set amount of number. But Baruch Hashem already gave us beyond. So Moshe goes and he gives them the famous answer. Zumi Shali. These are mine. This is what I can give you. Hashem Elokeichem, Yosef Aleichem Kochem Elef Pa'amim. He'll give you many times over. He'll give you Vivorech Eschem. He will give you Kasher Diber Lachem. And of course, I'm not going to go through now all the cheshbonos, the achronim to make, the goinish cheshbonos, how Moshe was able to make these brachas, because the Eibishter told him, achala yisei karoga, and meruba midotoy midoporonos, chomesh meis po'omim, all kinds of cheshbonos, how Moshe was able to give them so much. And then he said, this is mine. These are mine. The Eibishter said that I'm going to make them, I'm going to make you even greater than they are. Now he gave, Moshe gave us the brachas basically, that Hashem gave him personally. So Moshe was sharing with us personal brachas that he had in his pocket, per se. Of course, everything comes from Hashem. But the Eibishter gave Moshe certain brachas. And those brachas Moshe had in his pocket. And he said, Mishali, these are mine. And the Eibishter shall give you kochem, Moshef, elef, pomi, brachas, and Hashem. The problem with that way of learning is that, what does Moshe have to say anything? If the Eibishter is already giving us a bracha beyond numbers, so what do we need his numbers for? I understand it's cute and there's a chap, how Moshe was able to do it, because the Eibishter gave him a bracha that he should be even greater than Klal Yisrael in numbers, and Moshe declined that bracha, so now Moshe had a right to give it to, oh, I understand, it's beautiful. And it even works mathematically, like all the shtikuch. But what do we need it for? This is the famous problem. The Shem Yishmuel has a gewaldige piece where he talks about a kli machzik bracha. Talks about being worthy to get a bracha. And he goes in a certain direction. I want to go a little, veer off a little different direction than he goes, but capitalize on his way of thinking, which is that Moshe was giving them instructions. Moshe was giving them instructions, and I think that this may be a pshat of to understand this. And this could be what's tied in here. Moshe Rabbeinu telling Klai Yisrael, Zumi Sheli, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you. By Brichas Kohanim, we also have this kind of contradiction. The Kohanim are given a bracha to bless Klai Yisrael. Some wish me al b'nei Yisrael, mitzvah saseh, to bench Klai Yisrael. Tremendous amount of emphasis is put on the greatness of the bracha, Brichas Kohanim. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, Chazal tell us we have to know and remember that the Kohen is not the one giving the bracha. Don't get disillusioned to think that the Kohen is the Mavarach. Chas v'shalom. The Eibishter is the Mavarach. Kohen is not the Mavarach. So what's the Kohen doing then? Some wish me al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avorachem. And the Sifri says, don't make a mistake. Shema Toimar, the Kohen is the Mavarach. He's not the Mavarach. V'ani avorachem. So what's the whole fanfare with the Kohanim? What's the Kohen's job? What's he doing then? If we're getting the bracha, it's the same kasha I'm asking you over here. What was Moshe doing? If the Eibishter already gave us a bracha, k'koich v'ashamayim, k'choyel ashal sfas hayam, so what do we need Moshe Rabbeinu's bracha? We don't need it. So the Hezbollah Dover, I think we could say, is like this. We have to just look at Birchas Kohanim, the words of Birchas Kohanim. We know that Birchas Kohanim has a lot of very interesting halachas in the way the bracha is given. Number one, the Kohen has to talk loud. Normally when you get a bracha, you don't have to talk loud. You can give a bracha quietly. It could be mevarach somebody belayv. You could bless somebody without saying anything. You could say a belayv. I always tell the Talmidim that my most fascinating experience where one of my litvish barriers have been broken, one of my litvish mechitzes, in the house I was always a chassid. But I have litvish and mechitzes. Even though litvish and mechitzes are not high, you know, that was the old machlekes between the Satmar Rebbe and Moshe, how high a mechitza has to be. Moshe had a much lower shear than the Satmar Rebbe. So Satmar Rebbe, the Maise goes that the Satmar Rebbe and Moshe went a base oval. There'd be Menachem Oval, another Adam Gadol. And Moshe started talking. The Satmar Rebbe started talking to Ramesh and learning. And Ramesh told him, on Shuldix, it's a base oval, we can't talk in learning over here. So Satmar Rebbe pointed to the coffee table between the Avelim and where they were sitting. He goes, Fa'aych tos is a machitza. So it's like a different room. We're not in the base oval here. So for you, this is a machitza. So Lamaisa, I went with my father's old Gesundzein. We went to the Der Betzina, the Ribnitzer Rebbe. Ribnitzer Rebbe then moved to Muncie shortly before this time that we went to him. And my grandmother, Aleh Shalom, was his Kena. She was already Kimata Bas Tishim. And I'm saying over the story when we went to the Der the Ribnitzer Rebbe for Bracha for Bavi. So I went with my father. I was the Meturgim and he only spoke in Yiddish. And the Ribnitzer, even then, was already a shvach, he couldn't talk loud. When my bubba at that point, she had many, many strokes. They call it mini strokes. Older people happens a lot of times. And slowly, she lost everything. She was in the hospital. She lost all control of any limb. She was like totally paralyzed, completely paralyzed. The doctor explained to us that my grandmother, Lashom, she will never be able to. They showed us a picture, a scan of her brain. The liquid is filled up. The brain is filled with liquid. There's no, she can never become active again. So we went to the Ribnitzer Rebbe. I'm sure you remember we went to the Ribnitzer Rebbe. So we went to the Ribnitzer Rebbe. And I asked the Ribnitzer Rebbe a bracha. So he asked for my grandmother's name. And I said my grandmother's name. So he looks up, he goes, Zalmau Fushleb. She'll have a fushlem. So I guess my litvish look, I get was like skeptical. She'll have a fushlem, you know what I mean? Like, But he said it like Shalav Afushlema. See, he saw my skepticism. See, emotion, I should bend down, lower. He goes, Toich me yeis leis. I'm not just giving brachas. I'm not just like all other, manishtana rebbe zem, yikola rebbez. Toich me yeis leis. Fekachave. This was Erev Yom Tov. My father and I walked to the hospital. I'm sure you remember on Yom Tov, we walked to the hospital. Because we were home. This was Yom Tov. We walked to the hospital. We walked into the room. She started talking to us. Like nothing happened. She was already making fun of all the doctors. That doctor that said that she'll never ever explain to us with a picture. She'll never ever be able to. So she called him in. She said, I have something to tell you. They should take away your license to practice medicine. So she was quite on the ball after that. You know, she's never going to be able to. So that's a birchas tzaddik. Could be poil, birchas tzaddik. Shilas, what is the kohen's bracha? But even he spoke very low. He didn't have to talk very loud to him. So he gave his bracha without a lot of fanfare. He whispered the bracha. It worked very well. By birchas kohenim, it says, emor lohem b'koilom. Has to be loud. So all machlikis between Beis Halevi and Chazanish. If he could be eitz with shenei kohenim. All the different conditions. Ponim keneged ponim, the people that are behind the kohenim are not included in the bracha. So we find such a focus as though the kohen is mamish giving a bracha, and then the chazal tell us, no, he's not giving a bracha. So what's he doing? The teretz is, the kohen, the shevet kohanim, are a shevet that has complete, absolute trust in the Rabbanei Shlomo. They don't have karka, they don't work. They are completely dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What they share with Klal Yisrael is they're being madrich Klal Yisrael. V'somu eshmi al bnei Yisrael. The Kohen's job is to communicate to us that everything is totally in the Rabbanei Shlomo. Not Wall Street, not Main Street. It's all totally in the Rabbanei Shlomo. That's the bracha of the Kohen. Kohen's not being mevorech, he's a madrich. He's guiding us. And that's the way, if you read the words, v'somu eshmi al b'nei Yisrael, v'ani avorech. I'll already give them a bracha. The Kohen has to put them in perspective. The Kohen has to put them in perspective to know what's what. And as long as you have the right perspective, the Eibishter will take care of the bracha. V'ani avorech. That's why the Kohen has to talk loud, because he has to guide us. Not a segula bracha. He has to talk to us. Yivarechach Hashem. Yorach Hashem ponav eilecha. Yiso Hashem ponav eilecha. That's what the Kohen is teaching us. And that's the Birchas Kohen. That's what the Birchas Kohen is. I believe that we could say that's Pshat Moshe Rabbeinu's bracha. Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, you may think that your brachas come from all different areas in life, economy, conquering land. There's many places you could think, you could perceive where your bracha comes from. But your bracha comes only from the Torah. Your bracha comes from Shmiras HaTorah VaMitzvos. Moshe Rabbeinu told him like this, Zumi Shali. You want to be zoicha to have all the brachas, you have to come to me. Moshe is not me. Moshe is Rabban Shal Kol B'nei Agola. Moshe Rabbeinu is the communicator of Torah. If you come to Moshe and you become submissive to him, to the Torah, then Hashem Aleichem Yosef Aleichem Kochem V'Yivorech Eschem. As long as Zumi Shali, as long as you first come to me, as long as your stop is the Torah, then you will end up Yosef Aleichem Kochem, Elef Pa'amim. And then he, V'hu Yivorech Eschem Kasha Diba Lechem. But you must have the Hakdoma, Zumi Shali. This is mine. This is my bracha. Now, we can talk about, you have to come to me. You have to come to, the Torah is the first stop. Once you come to the first stop, then you can have the brachas. Okay. we're going to cover now some of the shailos of Shabbos, negeya to Tisha B'Av Shechol Yeis B'Shabbos. So we'll try to make it very brief. Halacha L'Maisadik, and in Mitzvah Shem Shabbos, we'll talk more on the halachas that are negeya for Sunday. Right now, we'll try to cover the halachas of Shabbos Kodesh. So I'm going to cover some. I several shailos people asked me, so I'm addressing the shailos that I got. You know, I got the most questions that I received. Lamashal, today alone, I got 25 questions on Kalei Tzayim. If you're allowed to take those pills on Shabbos, if it's a problem of Achonet. Two people, another guy, David Brescher, called me, want to know if it's in, you know, of Refuah. Which, by the way, Chaim Knievsky wrote a shtickle tshuva on this, on Kalei Tzayim. A one or two line tshuva on it, whether you could take the Kalei Tzayim. Because those pills that you take on Shabbos, question is it Refuah? And is it a hachona for Sunday by taking it? So the people that texted me the shayles, I texted back, it doesn't work, so it's not a shayle of hachona. It has to work for it to be hachona. But okay, that's a zaytik ezach. So we'll start off first with Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is a rechitza. Obviously, all the halachas that apply to regular Shabbos chazoin apply to the Shabbos. Obviously, at the very least. The question is, how much more applies to this Shabbos? Whatever applies to regular Shabbos chazoin, which we'll discuss, whether it's clothing, whether it's how much you, what kind of rechitza you do. I mean, the Ramo is very machmir. The Ramo seems to hold that you don't wear big day Shabbos. That's how far the Ramo goes. The Minig Yisrael has evolved, has changed completely, where people do wear the big day Shabbos. I mean, Pesi Baruch Hashem with the Big Day Shabbos. I'm talking about even the people that have regular Big Day Choyl with the Big Day Shabbos. Pesi has Big Day Shabbos, and then he has other things. We're not Matamei Tumas Begodim. So here, the Ramah says like this. He says that the minig is that during Shabbos Chazoyin Zotel, and he's not talking about after the Shabbos. He's talking about any Shabbos Chazoyin. He says that in Chal Tishbav Bechad the Shabbos, he's talking about a regular, even where it's, where it comes out on Sunday, even if it's the middle of the week. He says the minig is in Galilus Ashkenaz that they don't change the levush. They wear the big day. They wear the same. They wear big day choyel. That's Mashmoyes of the Ramo. That they wear big day choyel. Now, the way it's been for many, many years. I'm talking about if we go back a couple of hundred years, the Sfaldim actually always wore Big Day Shabbos. They didn't change. They wore the same Big Day Shabbos that they wore the whole year, they wore on Shabbos. The Ashkenazim, I'm talking about historically speaking, the Ashkenazim were knowing like the Ramah way before the Ramah. Way before the Tkufas of Ramah. Moshe the Arizal was knowing like Minik Sfald. He always wore Big Day Shabbos. The Chassam Sofer wore Big Day Choyl on Shabbos Chazon. I'm not talking about this week. This week Kosher came. This week is a Tisha B'Av. But I'm talking about a regular Shabbos Chazon. The Chassam Sofer wore his weekday begodim. They even asked the Chassam Sofer, are you talking? That he's wearing his weekday begodim. The Mutzal Mayesh brings down that he asked his Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer, how are you wearing your weekday begodim? The Arizal, Chassam Sofer was a big chassid of the Arizal. The Arizal wore Big Day Shabbos. And the Chassam Sofer gave him a very interesting answer. He said the Arizal felt the Churban so much that he didn't have to take off his Big Day Shabbos to feel the Churban. The Chassam Sofer, talking about himself, he said, I have to take it off. Rav Yashiv rather held that Bnei Yerushalayim should wear the Big Day Shabbos. And he said over this story, Rav Yashiv. And he said, ba'uns, it doesn't help, so we might as well wear the Big Day Shabbos. But the Arizal, he felt the Avelu so much, he didn't have to change. The Chassam Sofer didn't feel it enough, he felt he has to change. Ba'uns, it's not going to help, so you might as well give cover to Shabbos. L'maisa, now, Minig Ashkenaz and Kemat all Tfutzis Yisrael, is that they wear regular Big Day Shabbos. That's the meaning. That's the prevailing meaning. I'm not saying that there's no Yetzer Divanim. There are those who do wear Big Day Chol on Shabbos Chazon. Kol Shekein the Shabbos. The reason why I say Kol Shekein is because there was certain Tfutzus Yisrael, which Rabbi Yaakov Emden brings down. Rabbi Yaakov Emden God and Chacham Tzvi was not like the Sfardim, wear Big Day Shabbos. But Rabbi Yaakov Emden brings down there were those who regular Shabbos Chazon wore Big Day Shabbos, but Tisha B'av Shechol Yis B'Shabbos, then they were not like the Ramon. The Orach HaShulchan actually holds that today we should go back to the meaning of the Ramon. The Orach HaShulchan, as he always does, tries to justify Minig Yisrael. So the Orach HaShulchan says that the Pshat he holds is that by the Ashkenazim, their Big Day Shabbos and their Big Day Chol wasn't all that different. They had a nicer shtickle, looked the same. So he said it wasn't a problem of Avelos Bifarhesia. And that's why the Ashkenazim didn't put on Big Day Shabbos and Shabbos Chazon. He says, but then the garments changed. People started wearing Shtreimlich and fancy hats on Shabbos and very, very obvious upgrade in the Tzuras HaBeged. So the Orach HaShulchan says, then to remove that is Avelos Bifarhesia. Now let it do that on Shabbos. He says, but today, he's talking about in his generation, the Orach HaShulchan, like 80 years ago, he says, today already, he says, we don't have such fancy begodim, Shabbos. It's very similar to weekday begodim. He says, so really, we should go back to the Alter Minhag. As I talk to Orach HaShulchan. So what I generally tell people is, if you have a weekday suit that looks very presentable and nice, then you should wear that for Shabbos. If, on the other hand, your weekday begodim are going to be taka dominant, that is a weekday beged, then I would say you should wear your Big Day Shabbos. If you have something that is a little more toned down, but it won't be, nobody in shul is going to say, oh, you're wearing your weekday. If it's going to be a madrege, that you walk into shul and somebody says, you're wearing your weekday suit, that you should not do. That's a zilzul to Shabbos, befaresi, that you shouldn't do this Shabbos. Okay. As far as mechitza, there's a lot of people ask me about bathing. So bathing normally during the 9 days, as you know, Minig Ashkenaz is ready for Rosh Chodesh not to do mechitza. Now we, many people today are Istinism, and especially in our Galilis where people bathe regularly. Rabbi Yankov also used to say that that's a shtickl, that itself makes it a shtickl Istinism. Some that people are ruggled to do once or twice a day, yoyim l'yoyim, so everybody turns a little bit into istinus. So most people, if they take one or two showers a day to go for a week without one, get me the meshugi. By me, I don't have much of a shiloh because I exercise. So I only take a shower after I exercise. If I exercise, it's a soras hazeah. Technically, that would be mutter even on Tisha B'Av. Hasoras hazeah, if you're doing rechitza, which isn't latinic. If your body is covered with sweat, and you were to wash off that sweat, that would technically be mutter even on Tisha B'Av. Let's say a guy was outside Tisha B'Av 120 degrees, and he's wet from head to toe. He wants to go under a cold shower to wash off the zeyah. That's mutter even on Tisha B'Av. We'll be mutter to do that even on Tisha B'Av. So that's what I personally am noig. Again, I have that advantage because I attack exercise. I get to that madrega. And the mela, that's how I'm noyeg. But zikr, even those that take showers should be noyeg only tzaynin during the 9 days. That's klor. Erev Shabbos chazoin, then you could be makel to use lukewarm. Lukewarm. The primigodim says that chafif is haroish, like shampooing your hair, washing your hair, you know, in a way where you're soaking it, and that b'chamin you shouldn't do. Shabbos, Erev Shabbos Chazon, and Zichanari after Chatzos. So what I would recommend is that you just stick to the cold shower. As cold just means that you're uncomfortable in the shower. It's cold enough that when you're in there, you're cold. Right? You're not comfortable in the shower. And then you could do Chafif HaSoroish, and ever you could do clean your body normally, just use colder water. Enough so that you're uncomfortable when you're inside the shower. That's what I would say, Lugabi Rechitze. Cutting nails. I got many shailas this week about cutting nails. Cutting nails, if you're a regilus, is every Erev Shabbos to cut your nails, you should do the same this Shabbos. If you occasionally, if you cut your nails every 2-3 weeks, then you should skip Shabbos Chazon from cutting your nails. But if you do it, you know, Shabbos Shabbos b'Shabbat, then you should do this Shabbos as well. You should do Gzizus Tzipanayim. Now, that's this Erev Shabbos. You come Shabbos itself. So Shabbos itself, there are two main questions about halacha. Before we go to minig, halacha shailos. Halacha shailos are number one is dvorim shebitzina noyik. That's a very big shaila. Because heyois that Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos. See, if we just open up Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Avelos, then the logic would be that Shabbos dvorim shebitzina is noyik, which would govern, L'chaira would govern two dominant halachas. One is Tashma Shamita, and the other one is Talmud Torah. Those are the two Dvarim Shebetzina, which are noyeg by an oval. A regular oval, who's holding in the middle of the Shiva, clearly is Osir B'Tashma Shamita on Shabbos, and he's Osir B'Talmud Torah. Except for Dvarim Aroyim, except for things that you could learn on Tisha B'Av. So L'chaira, those two components are halachadik shail. It's not just minik. See, the begadim is a minik shail. It's a minhagim. This is a halach. So here we have a machloikis machaber and a ramon. Machaber holds that Shabbos is Shabbos, and therefore no dvarim shebitzina. That's the sheet of the machaber. The leket yoisha, the Trumas Hadeshen, holds that dvarim shebitzina is noyeg on Shabbos. And Ramah goes with that approach. Daki Moshe also, he goes with the approach that Dvarim Shebitzin is Noeg. This is a Machloikis Rishonim. It's not a new Machloikis. Machloikis Rishonim and Kadmoinim, it's found in the Mordechai, in the Rekeach, in the Ozeruah. It's already the Rishonim talk about it. If it's Noeg. But this is really a halachic shaila. It's a serious halachic shaila. Ordinarily, Bnei Yisrael Yoitzin B'Yad Ramah. So ordinarily, I would tell you that you should be noyeg like the Ramah, which means that Dvarim Shebitzin is noyeg. Clearly, let's talk about Tashma Shamita. Clearly, Tashma Shamita would be noyeg like the Ramah. So much so that the Mishabur brings down in some places they used to announce Dvarim Shebitzin is noyeg. They may make an announcement in Shul. But then they were late sonim, whatever it was, you can imagine the people that make late sonis of something that you can't even imagine. So this, you can really imagine people make late sonis from it. So, the Lamaisa, the minig is not to announce Dvarim Shebitzin Noeg. But Me'idach Gisa, many, many Achroinim had a very big difficulty with this, with the Hachra of the Ramah, including the Vilna Goyim, including the Gro, who feel that absolutely Dvarim Shebitzin is not Noeg. And because in Din, the whole day of Tisha B'Av was uprooted. So it's not like a regular oval. A regular oval, Shabbos is counted as one of the days of Avela. Shabbos is Oile L'minyan Shiva. So Shabbos is one of the days of Avela. It wasn't uprooted. It's just you're an oval on Shabbos. So an oval on Shabbos has to be Noeg Dvarim Shebitzin. The view of the Goyim is that Shabbos Tisha B'Av is not a day of Avela. It was uprooted from Shabbos. It was put onto Sunday. And the Mela, that's one svara why the Goyen holds it's not Noyek. That's one svara. The other svara is that you can't compare the two kinds of Avelos. There's Avelos Chadosha, there's Avelos Yishona. And Tisha B'Av is Avelos Yishona. And by Avelos Yishona, you're not even Noyek Dvom Shebetzin on Shabbos. That's another svara. Well, there's one svara is you're not even an oval at all. The other svara is, even if we would say that there's some kind of quasi-avelus, but the avelus is the chavelus yishona, and avelus yishona is not noyeg on Shabbos. Because of these svaras, Marsham is also machriya like the Vilna Goyim, many held that Dvarim Shebitzin is not noyeg on Shabbos. So because this is an unresolved hachlota, it's not like a standard ramah where I would tell you there's a ramah and that's it. Over here, there's many gedolei apoiskim not like the ramah. And the Ksav Sofer says dvorim shel tam. Although the Ksav Sofer was machmer dvorim shel betzina, the Ksav Sofer says that this is totally in other people, not just you. Being machmer on somebody else. So if both, so that's generally what I say. If both feel, if the couple as a couple feel that they want to be noyeg l'chumre, tovei lehem brocha. But if there isn't a mutual hagosha, or if there's a taiva, then it's definitely not kedai to be either here or worse than that for something which l'chayre me'ikr hadin, you could be noyeg like the goyim, like the vilna goyim. So I would treat this as a chumrah. That's what I'm telling you. I'm not giving a psak, treating this as a chumrah. So A, if a person feels that they're okay. And number two, if the couple is doing it as a couple. Not that the one is telling the other, ichalt, that dvarim shebetzina should be noyeg. Yeah, well, even lel tefillah, believe it or not, there were those who even know lel tefillah. But lel tefillah or bom min haderech, or yoytzei min haderech. I'm saying basically you need two conditions. Number one, the person should feel they're in the mindset that they can do it without it, with ease. Shouldn't be something that you keep with a struggle. That's what I'm saying. Shouldn't be done as a struggle. That's number one. And number two, there should be a haskoma that both want it. Not that one wants and the other one is willing. If both parties want to be noyeg with this chumra, then that the Ksav Sofer says is a shtar kasvona, which is that mitzvah's ayin is a mitzvah for two people. It's not a one-way street. So therefore, it has to be. Now we come to Talmud Torah. On the one hand, Talmud Torah l'chayr the svar will be more to be machmir, to learn daf kedvorim that you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av anyway. You should be machmir. It's interesting that many of the poskim who granted that Trumas Hadeshen is consistent with the tachlis of consistency, he holds Vorm Shebetzin is noyeg, and he holds his Anissa Talmud Torah. So he's straight the whole day. That means the Trumas Hadeshen holds Shabbos is like Tisha B'Av as far as learning. You can learn just the Inyonei Hayoyim, and that's it. So there are really three sheetahs of Talmud Torah. Some hold Mutter B'Talmud Torah, Kol Hayoyim, that's the sheet of the Taz. No different between this Shabbos and any other Shabbos. You learn everything the same, Pirkei Avos, everything, even though our calendars, most of them have taken out. Pirkei Avos, this Shabbos, like the Ramah. L'maisa, the Taz holds, learn regular, like you always would learn. Don't be moneya anything from your regular learning. That's the sheet of the Taz. The Maril brings down that you should be noyeg from Chatzos, which is a very interesting pshara, and it's logical. It's very logical. I'll tell you why it's so logical. But he says, from Chatzos on, like you would any Erev Tisha B'Av, which anyway the Ramah says, even by Erev Tisha B'Av during the week, where it's Ches Pa'av in the afternoon, you're not supposed to learn, according to the Maril. So, same thing Shabbos. And I'll explain to you why there's a lot of logic to that. Then we have, of course, the Trumas Hadeshen, who holds the whole Shabbos, no learning, just whatever you would learn Dvorim Aroi. Now, what's the lot? First of all, why should learning be different than Tashma Shamit? So there's a very, very strong svara to say that it should be different. And that is, it's true that a regular oval, we treat the two exactly the same. Tashma Shamit is Dvorim Shebetzina, Talmud Torah is Dvorim Shebetzina. It's true. But everybody understands that Tashma Shamit is a Dvorim Shebetzina, Betzina, Betzina. Betzina, there's nothing to talk about. It's Dvar Hashem Betzina. Talmud Torah is only Betzina because it's a personal thing. Either you're learning or you're not learning. It's not obvious if you're learning or not learning. But if Gans Klal Yisrael are not learning, then it becomes a Dvar Hashem Farazi. So to tell Klal Yisrael not to learn on Tisha B'Av, which is Chal B'Shabbos, that would be a public portrayal of Avelus. And that's a very strong svar. If people are not going to do Shnayim Mikvah V'Chatavim, they're not going to do their regular Seder Halimu that they normally do, then it turns it, just like the Chassam Sofer, when he was in Oval, He gave his regular Shabbos drasha. I'm talking about he was in the middle of Shiva. He gave his regular, in Preshberg. He said, if I wouldn't give my drasha, that would be available for us. Give it every week. So if Gans Klaisor are now not going to learn on Tisha B'Av, Shechol Yesh B'Shabbos, that's a public portrayal of Avedis. And that would be an issue. So that's a very strong svara. And that svara you will find also in the Ma'adim Uzmanim from Rav Moshe Sternberg Shlita. That svara that I'm telling you, that for all Klaisol not to do Dvorim Shabbatzin and Tashma Shamid, that's not something that's ever befarhesi. But for all Klaisol not to learn, that's the Chadav Hashem befarhesi. And that's Mamela. So therefore I would say, to be Mevatel Talmud Torah for the whole Shabbat is unacceptable. After Chatzos, there's a svara that's found in the Maril, and there's a very strong logic to that, and that is because what's the reason why you don't learn by a regular Tisha B'Av Erev Shabbos? Regular Tisha B'Av, not B'Shabbos. Tisha B'Av B'Choyel. Those who don't learn in the afternoon. By the way, I have to tell you, Reb Chaim Knievsky writes that he asked the Chazon Ish, Tisha B'Av Shechol Yesh B'Shabbos, Chazon Ish told him to learn regular. To learn like he always, like Reb Chaim Knievsky always learns. Meaning the whole day. To learn just like he learned always. He brings down, he asked the Chazon Ish, Chazon Ish told him he should do regular learning this Shabbos, like any other Shabbos. So definitely, if that's what you want to do, the last thing I'm going to do is mevatel anybody from Talmud Torah this Shabbos. Golsa Yehuda Meyoni, one of the pshatim is from not learning. So the last thing I'm going to do is tell somebody, you know, I'm telling you, there's such a Chazon Ish, and anybody who wants to do that way is definitely has what to rely. First of all, Stam, you have the Taz. What was that way? L'chatchila, you can learn. Svara why after Chatzos would be different is that what's Taka Pshat that Erev Tisha B'Av Chatzos to stop learning? Midina de Gemara until the Suda Mafsekes, you're allowed to eat meat and drink wine. So why would we stop learning? There's no Avelus Pachlal. There's no Avelus of Tisha B'Av, Erev Tisha B'Av. We have certain Menhagim, we do. So what is this? A half a day, all of a sudden a half a day, no learning? What's going on? So the Chassam Sofer says an unbelievable vote. The Chassam Sofer says that the enjoyment of learning is so strong, he says it's not shaykh that if you learn after Chatzos that you wouldn't still have a tanug from that Talmud Torah Balaila. Tells you who the Chassam Sofer was. He says that's the reason. Why only learning? He says because learning is preserved, the Hanoh is preserved. He says, that's why you can't learn Erev Tisha B'Av. Because that Hanoh, you'll have Belial. So according to Chassam Sofer, the lack of learning Erev Tisha B'Av is not out of Avelus of that day. So it's not a problem of Avelus before Hesi on Shabbos. Because you're basically saying, I'm allowed to learn now, I'm just not learning now, so I shouldn't be happy afterwards. So Mela, that's B'Chlal not Midin Avelus. That would be a svara to be Matzdik, the Maril. Why, that would be Noyek Shabbos. Halacha L'maisa, what I tell you is like this. If you could really be productive and learn at least like you would on any Shabbos, but you learn Hilchos Tisha B'Av, you learn other Inyonim, then I would say you should be Noyek like the Maril. From Chatzos on, just do Dvarim. The Dvarim that don't be mevatel any of your chiyuvim. If you weren't mavasedra, you should definitely be mavasedra. But I'm saying, but if going into that mode is going to make you learn less, then you should be nothing like the Taz. So basically, you should keep your learning schedule at least. I think it should be better than usual, but it should be at least on the level that it normally is. And if the only way to do that is by learning regular, then be noig like the Taz and the Chazon Ish, regular learning, the whole day. If you can be, you know, motivated, which many people are, fakeritzim, it's dover b'itoy ma'toiv, to learn some in Yonah D'Yayma. Again, it shouldn't be something that's massive, shouldn't be depressed on Shabbos, not allowed to be depressed on Shabbos. But if you could stick to that, that would be ideal. So ideal would be to keep your regular learning schedule and to do in Yom. That's what we plan to do in Mitzvah Hashem. Hopefully you'll change L'simcha or Yomtev, so it won't be Negea, but if it would be in the same matzav we're in now, that's what I plan to do Shabbos afternoon, to do in Yonah D'Yemen. So that way we'll try to conquer both in Yonah. Okay. Now what about Shalosh Shudis? And the shaila here I have with Shalosh Shudis is not after Shalosh Shudis. It's really the whole Shabbos. And that is, what is Shabbos supposed to be like this Shabbos? Should you mamish act like normal? Should you act less than normal, toned down? In some shtetlach in Europe, they had a special, like we have Yom Neiron, they have a special poroiches. They used to have every Shabbos a special poroiches. And Grada Shabbos, Chazoin, they wouldn't put on the poroiches. Especially Shabbos, Shecholi, Tisha B'Av B'Seich. They wouldn't put it on. Many had very big kindness on that. They felt it's Avelos B'Faresim. Can't do that. It's a mamish public portrayal of Avelos. You can't do that. Others felt it's not. Obviously, to take the poroiches off would be Avelos. Just not to put on the new one, big shite. But anyway, Lamaisa, and then the flip side is, what about somebody wants to do more than they normally do Shabbos? L'mashal. Shalosh Shudis is going to be very negay. Okay, many people, Shalosh Shudis, they had a meal a couple of hours before. Shalosh Shudis, they have some salad, they have chop something in, a piece of challah, finished, that's what they eat. And takazay state in the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim. If you're not hungry, so just have a kazayis and just have the minimum. That's fine. For every Shabbos, that's fine. This Shabbos, everybody's going to be thinking, it's Erev Tisha B'Av. So they taka one, state in Shulchan Aruch is based on a Gemara in Tainus, hafilu kisudu shlemi b'shaita. So there are a lot of people who the whole year for Shalosh Shudis, they have very, very meager. But when it's Tisha B'Av, Shecholi Yis B'Shabbos, or Sunday, then they're mal, taka mal al shulchanah. Now you have meat, and you have the imamish have a... First of all, there's a psyche thing that every person has, that the more you eat before tzayim, the less hungry you'll be during the tzayim. Rather, it's klap ilayah. But okay, whatever it is. But that's the psyche of a person. If I imamish roll out of my house, that I can't even be a hoylich shtayim, I'm more of a galgal, then I'll be, the fast will be megalgal also. But it's not that way. It's megalgalim all of a sakoil. It's the opposite. But Lamai says it's a tevenushi. So people on Shalosh Shudis, they can want to have. So I will tell you, this is a fascinating topic. Because a Shulchan Aruch is mashma, malal shulchone afilu kisudu shlomim b'shait. When Azay state in Rambam, the Rambam in Perakei Nuchas Tainis, the Rambam says you can have Shalosh Shudis, a king's feast, mamisha, a king's feast. But what's interesting is the Rambam then writes, if you look it up, you'll find it fascinating, the Lashon HaRambam. He writes, V'chein, similarly. This he writes by Tisha B'Av Shecholi Yis B'Yom Rishon. Tisha B'Av's on Sunday. So the Rambam then writes, by Shalosh Shudis, Malal Shulchonoi Afilu Kisudu Shlomi B'Shaita. And then the Rambam reads as follows, V'chein, Kishachal Tisha B'Av Liyos B'Shabit, Einoi mechaser klum. That's a Lashon HaRambam. So the Netziv Mivaloshim doesn't let such a Rambam, you know, escape him. So in the Sefer HaMikshayla on the Shiltis, the Rav Chai Goyen, he's medayik from this Rambam that there's a difference between a Sunday Tisha B'Av and a Shabbos Tisha B'Av. Halacha l'maisa. There's a difference. He holds, if it's Tisha B'Av Shechol Yeis B'Sunday, and you're having Shalosh Shudis, you can even, if you can have steak. Even though I never have steak for Shalosh Shudis, so what? Ma'al Shulchan Afilu Kesudis Shlomi B'Shaita. So stay in Rambam. So stay in the Gemara. He says, but then the Rambam said, V'chein Kishachal Tisha B'Av Liyos B'Shabbos, Einoi Mechaser Klum, Zokta Netziv. What the Rambam meant to say was that if Tisha B'Av's on Shabbos, then really you should be having a King Solomon feast. Then just don't have less than you usually have. That's why the Rambam says, Einei mechaser klum. There's one big problem with the Netziv Shtikl Teir. Why the Rambam say V'chein? The Rambam shouldn't have said V'chein. The Rambam should have said, Avol, if the whole point of the Rambam is to say there's a difference between if Tisha B'Av's on Sunday or Tisha B'Av's on Shabbos, why would the Rambam say V'chein? So therefore, it's more mistavra to learn V'chein, ain't a mechasiklum. You don't have to leave anything out. You can do whatever you want. And Taka Reb Moshe Feinstein learns not like the Ritziv. In the Chelek Dalet in Arachayim, he has a tshuva specifically on this shayla. They asked him a shayla, could a guy sing by Shalashudis? What happens if he normally doesn't sing? But now he wants to sing. Tisha B'Av is about, some people before Tisha B'Av comes, they want to raise their spirit a little bit. They know they're going into a sad tkuvah. Let's raise the spirit. So the Reb Moshe Paskin says, yeah. He says, you're allowed to, even if you normally don't sing, you're allowed to sing. Reb Moshe is found here in Chelek Dalet, Shuvah Kuf Yud Beis. Lamazamlim b'kol Shabbos, he says, those that sing every Shabbos, Avada Rashoin Gam b'Shabbos. The Afla Ein Noyagim. What about people who normally don't sing? Alitfisher, they don't sing Zmiris. He says, Mistavir Shein Leso. Kivon Shehu Alkoponim Lekovet Shabbos. And then he says, you know why? Kimoi Sha'af mi she'ein noyeg lecho b'chol Shabbos boso b'sudu shlishis. Muter af b'Shabbos erav tishuva. V'kein u'kamoy kein nire gamling in zmiris kivin shehu inyin kovet Shabbos. Af she'ein regilin b'chol Shabbos. But Moshe holds that the heter here is not that you're doing something which is similar that you normally do, but Moshe holds as long as it's being done l'kavod Shabbos, there's no issur on it. That's what Moshe shita. So halacha l'maisa, I would say that you could be noyeg like Rav Moshe, and you could have even more than you would normally have for shalosh shudis. The only issue I have is that I feel that even Rav Moshe is putting in a caveat, if you notice. He's saying, Kivon sha'al koponim hu l'chovoy Shabbos. Right? So if you're raising the Shabbos, that's fine. But if it's only milei kresei, I think it's a little questionable. So I will tell you, my personal minig is to talk, I have more than I normally would have. Because tam, it's an era of time. But I don't have Bosser. Because I feel that the Bosser would not reflect at all a Kovet Shabbos. The Bosser would be just Milei Kresei. So that's my own personal minig, which is a little bit, you know, a bridge between Reb Moshe and the Netziv. So again, I'll leave it. I don't want to machria those who want to have Kesudah Shlomo B'Shaitei. First of all, Loshon HaShulchan Aruch is Mashma. Also, not like the Netziv. The Tziv has to agree that his Lashon is only in Rambam, maybe. It's not the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch. So therefore, those who want to have meat by Shal Shudas are allowed to, even if they normally don't. I would still say, if you could fill yourself up without having meat, it would be better only because it's a little bit of a... Think about the Rishonim Umam Shal Sudam Afsekas on Shabbos Shechol Yeh Tisha B'Av Maseches. Some Rishonim used to sit on the floor. They mamash feared. They feared the Sudah Maseches. So we don't paskin like that. But to go to such an extreme, to pull out the meat, again, I'm not answering it. I'm just telling you, Tein L'chochom, V'yech Kamoed. As far as Hachono for the Tzoyim, so you're not allowed to, the pills, Shabbos, I'll go into more the lumdus behind it, but I hold you're allowed to take those pills. Okay? Shabbos will go into more why you're allowed to take those kalei tzoyim on Shabbos. As far as the hanhog of Avelus is concerned, none of the hanhogas of Avelus are noyuk on Shabbos. So, Isra Achila, absolutely. Even though the Talmidei Baal Shem, the Shal Yisocha, years ago we saw this, Rav Daniel, many years ago, this one, Shalom Kalmanis. Shai Yisocha brings down the Talmidei Baal Shem. They used to have a late Shalosh Shudas. Even this kind of a year, they have a late Shalosh Shudas. Because they felt that was also Avelos Pifares.
They normally eat shalosh shudis during Ben Hashemoshes.
And they kept on. The Shal Yisocho, the Munkatcha, he comes to be,
you know, to be mazber that minig in halacha, that it should work. But anyway, we're not noyig like that. We're noyig by shkir to stop. Don't make a big, don't be moisif, mechoil ala kodesh. Just stop by shkir, a minute or two before shkir if you'd like, but I would not stop, like I would on Yom Kippur to make a toisvis. Don't do that. It's Shabbos. It shouldn't be machted. But achili, you stop by shkir, and the only thing included with achila would be the rechitza. Rechitza, sicha, those kind of things. But all the anahogis of avelus that we have on Tisha B'Av, which is not medina, zicha, you shouldn't do on Shabbos. Like sitting on the floor. Avada, you don't do that till later. Even taking off the shoes, askomas apoiskim, that's an active act of avelus, and that should not be done on Shabbos at all. Should not be done on Shabbos. Now, so how should you do it ideally? The Ramah brings down that you shouldn't remove your shoes until after Bochu. Because Bochu is a form of Siluk Shabbos. And that's really the best, ideally, the best way to be Noyeg is to wait until Bochu. That would be ideal, if you can. Wait until Bochu. Which means, say Bochu. Obviously, if you're laced up, you should unlace the shoes, so you don't have to touch your shoes at that point, because you're davening already. But the right, the proper way would be to make bohu, like the Ramah, and then to take off your shoes. Because, not the person's at home, he's at home. But I'm saying if he's not at home, if he's in shul, he should take off the shoes. That's like how I'm noeg, I wear shoes mamish until bohu. And by bohu, I take off, if I say bohu, I take off the shoes. I slip on shoes, it's not a problem, just slip them off by bohu. Bohu is better. Bohu is better. Bohu is like a siluk HaShabbos, bohu is better. That's what the Ramah says. Now there are those who learn that the Ramah is talking about places where they davened early. And therefore you should wait until bohu. But if you talk a daven with a minyan that's davening by this man, in fact I was calling Ari, is Ari here? Ari Silver? Downstairs. Because I noticed that it's 50 minutes, I grant I'm going to try to make that a little later. It should be really 60 minutes to give people enough time to, but so if you have enough time, you can make a Baruch HaMavdol at home, and you could take off your begadim and, you know, get Tisha B'Av dik, you could do that. And, or, like, I prefer the minig of doing like the Ramah Mamish. So what I do is before Shabbos, I bring my, because on Shabbos you can't do it tachone. Before Shabbos, I bring a pair of slippers to the shul. And then you say bohu. And that's a way of showing you had a shleimus dik of Shabbos. Loi chosar kol boy. And then bohu happened, you took your shoes off like the Ramah. Now again, there are those who hold that even according to the Ramah, as long as you're davening late enough, you say bohu hamavdol, and that's sufficient. So definitely, for those of you that it's a nuisance, you can't do that, that's fine. As long as it's after the Zman, whatever Zman you keep from Motzei Shabbos, make a Baruch HaMavdol, and you could already put on the big day Tisha B'Av, including the shoes. If, however, it's possible to have your sneakers or whatever you're going to wear on Tisha B'Av in shul before Bochu, and to get your shoes ready before, and then make a bohu, and then take it off without too much of a disturbance to your tefillah, that would be ideal. In Lufiani's Daiti, that would be the ideal way to go.